Now let me read verse 1 of chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. Now there's something here about this man. It's quite interesting. He was a good king. Now we've had three good ones right in a row, and that is unusual. And he didn't go into the temple. Now there's a background for it. His father went into the temple and was made a leper, but he went in the wrong way. And this boy Jotham, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but he stayed away from the temple. You can't help but have a sympathy for him, but it set a very bad example for the nation. And as a result, the people did yet corruptly. They didn't turn to God. Here was a man with a tremendous opportunity to lead people back to God. And he had a hang-up. His father was made a leper in the temple, and he didn't want to go in the temple. And there are a great many people today that rest on that type of thing. They are kept away from God's house by prejudice. Oh, the number of folk that I've met that have dropped out of God's service because of prejudice, something that happened years ago or happened to a loved one. I know a young man. He was a young man when I knew him back in the 40s here in Pasadena. He was a son of a great Baptist preacher in Texas. And I got acquainted with this young man. He was really living it up. He and I used to play volleyball together and handball together way back in those days. And I tried to talk with him. And when I did, he said, "Now listen, don't you talk to me about religion. I know as much about it as you do." And then he told me the story of how a bunch of deacons had mistreated his father. And he said, "I never again will darken the door of a church." May I say, I think he's wrong. I told him that. But very candidly, there was a background for it. And that was this boy Jotham here. He had a real background for it. Now, he did certain things. Verse 3, he built the high gate of the house of the Lord. And on the wall of Ophel, he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah. And in the forests, he built castles and towers. And I'd have you know that that land in that day was wooded. Today, the hills are bare for the most part, and they are setting out trees again. But back in the days, that was the land flowing with milk and honey. And this man built castles up among the trees on the hills. He was a great builder, you see. I guess he's the man that started building these subdivisions. Now we find here he fought also with the king of the Ammonites, prevailed against him. He was a good general like his father. Verse 6, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. But he had that hang up, as we've seen. Verse 7, now the rest of the acts of Jotham, all his wars and his ways, lo, they're written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Ahaz his son reigned in his stead. Now here's a young man. Only one chapter is given to his reign. He could have been a great king, but he let a hang-up. He let a prejudice prevent him from being a great king and doing great things for God. This is all that he did.